Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, let's find out a little bit more about how reopening is going across the nations. Alabama has reopened in part, and the mayor of Montgomery, the capital, Stephen L. Reed, is joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, and good morning to you.
Good morning. I understand you've been quoted as saying health before wealth. Can you tell us what's open for business in your city right now?
Well, right now, many national chains and retailers have reopened. Barbershops and nail salons have also reopened. Some of your small businesses and small retailers have reopened with social distancing guidelines and with capacity limitations on them right now. So there has been a slow reopening that started on the 11th when the governor of our state lifted her stay-at-home order. Mm-hmm. And here in Montgomery, we're still under a curfew, but we've started to see some people get back out there a little bit prematurely, in my opinion, but they are starting to get back out there into their normal cycle of everyday life.
Yeah, when you say a curfew, Mr. Mayor, exactly what and how are people breaking those rules?
Well, our curfew is from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., and that was done initially to promote more social distancing and to discourage small groups from gathering in retail parking lots, in, you know, nightclubs and things along those lines. And so we still have that in place. But as we've seen, you know, the restrictions ease, people have kind of gotten back into their old habits. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to still encourage and enforce where we are to maintain the flattening of the curve. And unfortunately, we're not able to do that. Our case numbers are still rising. We're in one of those spots that people are watching because we've had a 10% week-to-week increase in COVID-19 cases, and our deaths are still increasing. So I think what's happening here is that you have great weather. People have cabin fever. They're ready to get out. People need to get back to work. We certainly understand that. But we don't want to put the health of the community over anything when it comes to our economy and certainly over the wealth of where we are as a community and as a city.
Right. Those numbers that you just gave us, very interesting, still rising. And yet your governor, Ivy, saying she's going to loosen the restrictions even more on the 22nd, I believe I've read, a week from tomorrow, where people could go to church again. They could gather at the beaches. Are you on board with her loosening the restrictions more?
No, not at this time, because the data doesn't give us the picture that we need according to the CDC guidelines to loosen the restrictions more. Actually, she opened the beaches starting May the 11th, and people could go to church and meet there as well. So we still have some challenges to try to make sure people in Montgomery in particular understand what they need to do in order to stay healthy, to stop the spread of COVID-19, and to make sure our statistics don't continue to increase. And again, this is with as little as 3% being tested. So we don't have widespread testing in this city, and so I believe that the numbers are actually higher, and I think that puts more of our residents at risk.
Mm-hmm. So, Mayor, what happens? Do they listen to your guidelines, or do they say, well, you know, the governor says we can do this, we'll do that?
That's a great question. I think people listen to who they want to listen to. I think it's, you know, if you want to get back to work and you want to find a reason to open your business back up, you're going to look for any outlet you can that says or that justifies your position, versus those that I think are trying to take precautions or are concerned about maybe their own conditions that they may have health-wise, or maybe that of a family member, I think are listening to those who are taking a more cautious approach. And listen, you know, any state, any city, any governmental entity depends on commerce, being practiced actively. That's how we derive our revenues to provide those services to the community. So we all need that. I mean, the city is taking a 20 to 25% budget hit. We're going to have to look at a lot of different options financially, but you can't do that at the expense of the health of the people you're trying to serve. You just right. can't do that. And that's where we are here in the city of Montgomery, and that's pretty much where most of the mayors have been in the state of Alabama. And we just have to continue to push back against some of those market forces that really want us to open up right now in full at the expense of the health of our residents.
All right. Well, some lessons that you're learning, I guess, before we learn them here in New York as we wait to reopen. And Mayor, thank you so much for being with us on the 1010 Winds Newsline this morning. That, again, is the mayor of Montgomery, Alabama, Stephen L. Reed. Mr. Mayor, thanks.
Thank you for having me. Y'all stay safe.
All right. You too.